Radio Prague News.
The Czech Central Bank has cut its forecast for the country's economic output. Around 400 people have gathered in Prague to protest against the controversial ACTA Internet Treaty. And a 52-year-old man in Prague has committed suicide by freezing to death. The Czech National Bank on Thursday cut its forecast of the country's economic output. The bank now expects the economy to stagnate in 2012, down from its November prediction of at 1.2% growth. The bank's governor Miroslav Singer told reporters that the latest forecast was a compromise between the base and alternative scenarios the bank came up with in November. The good news, Mr. Singer added, was that the current prognosis was more optimistic than November's alternative scenario. For next year, the bank forecasts a growth of 1.9%. Some 400 people gathered in central Prague on Thursday to protest against the controversial ACTA Treaty, which the Czech Republic joined last week. The protesters, who were joined by several members of parliament, called on the country's lawmakers not to ratify the treaty, which aims at harmonizing standards of copyright protection and which critics say could lead to restrictions of free internet. The single European currency will survive only if the Eurozone becomes a federation, according to Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas. In his opinion piece in Thursday's Czech daily Lidové noviny, Mr. Nečas questions whether the Czech Republic should adopt the euro under the current conditions, and if so, when. The Czech Republic and the UK are the only two countries that have not joined the fiscal pact agreed at last week's EU summit. In Thursday's opinion piece, Mr. Nečas also criticized the fiscal compact by saying that while the agreed treaty was a crucial step towards federalization, it failed to address current problems. By joining, he said, countries gave up the right to vote on their own budgets within the EU, thereby losing sovereignty. 153 new cases of HIV were registered in the Czech Republic in 2011, according to figures released by the National HIV/AIDS Program on Thursday. It is the third highest surge since 1985, when monitoring began. Doctors also recorded 20 people who developed AIDS. 9 people died of the disease last year. The authorities said 87% of the new patients contracted the disease from sexual intercourse. A group of Czech MPs from all parties in the lower house of parliament have come up with a bill that would legalize medical marijuana. At a news conference on Thursday, the MPs said that under the proposed legislation, cannabis would be supplied by licensed producers and would be available to patients as a prescription drug free of charge. Licenses to grow the plant would be issued by the State Institute for Drug Control. The National Anti-Drug Coordinator said up to 10 companies could receive such licenses. The bill will now be discussed by the government before it is put to vote in the Czech parliament. If approved, medical marijuana could be legalized by the end of August. Around 300 law faculty students at the West Bohemian University in Plzeň protested on Thursday against the authorities' decision to cancel the accreditation of its undergraduate program. That would effectively close down the school, and around 1,600 undergraduate students would have to complete their studies elsewhere. On Wednesday, the country's Accreditation Commission decided not to uphold accreditation of the law school's undergraduate program over persisting staffing issues. Last November, it also closed down the doctoral program at the Plzeň Law School. A 52-year-old man in Prague has committed suicide by freezing to death. Doctors said the man had been drunk. He took off his clothes and lay on a park bench where he was found around Thursday noon. On Thursday morning, a 49-year-old homeless foreigner was found dead on the outskirts of Prague, while a 62-year-old man died in his caravan. Another 3 people died of exposure earlier this week. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Cold but sunny conditions are to continue over the next several days, with daytime highs ranging between minus 12 and minus 8 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.